Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Hampshire. Here's the headline. Hampshire is the largest and most diverse commercial property market on the south coast of England. Two genuine cities, a pharmaceuticals capital, a Solent enterprise zone, and an unusually deep arc of affluent inland market towns. Capital is available across the county. The binding constraint isn't lender appetite, it's planning consent. Let me set the scene. Hampshire is a county of around 1.6 million people, and it's unusually polycentric. There's no single dominant town. At the southern edge sit two coastal cities. Southampton is the South Coast's principal container port, the country's biggest cruise terminal, and the county's only Tier 1 commercial market. Portsmouth, just along the coast, is the Royal Navy's principal home port, with the KinetiQ technology campuses at Haslar and Portsdown and the BAE Systems naval shipbuilding base. Together, the two cities form the Solent Maritime Core. Inland, the M3 motorway runs north through Eastleigh, Winchester and Basingstoke up towards the Surrey border, threading a commute belt that effectively extends London's labour market as far south as Eastleigh. To the west sits the New Forest National Park, which shapes Lymington, New Milton, Ringwood, Romsey and Fordingbridge as affluent, planning-constrained market towns. To the east, the South Downs National Park hems in Petersfield, Alton and parts of the Winchester and Havant districts. And to the northeast, the Aldershot, Farnborough and Fleet conurbation pairs an established defence aviation base, Farnborough Airport and the KinetiQ Cody Technology Park, with a tight residential market that functions as part of the Surrey M3 commuter ring. The industrial base is the most diversified of any county on the south coast. Southampton and Carnival UK anchor a deep maritime services cluster. Portsmouth combines naval defence with international port operations and BAE Systems shipbuilding. Basingstoke is one of the most concentrated UK pharmaceuticals locations. Both AstraZeneca and Eli Lilly UK have their UK headquarters in the town. And the medical devices supply chain runs deep. The Solent Enterprise Zone at Daedalus, near Gosport and Lee on the Solent, anchors an advanced manufacturing and aviation cluster. Winchester is the county's professional services and legal capital, and Eastleigh and Fareham form the Central Solent's SME office and light industrial belt. Why should an investor care? Because that mix, port, defence, pharma, advanced manufacturing, professional services, produces tenant covenants and occupier demand that lenders price comfortably. And it's all spread across a wide enough geography that the county isn't sitting on a single concentration risk. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 6,293 commercial-leaning transactions across the 20 active Hampshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That's more than 2.5 times the volume of neighbouring Hertfordshire, and it's the third largest county-level market of any non-London county we cover. Office sales alone come in at 847, the deepest pool of identifiable freehold office transactions in any single county outside Greater London. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Southampton. Southampton is the busiest commercial market in Hampshire by a wide margin. 2,213 transactions over the rolling 5 years. That's 35% of the entire county. It includes 514 explicit office sales, accounts that on its own exceeds the entire office sale volume of most other counties in the country. Median commercial transaction price sits at around £228,000, which prints below the South East commercial median and reflects the value end stock and SPV residential component layered into the city's transaction flow. The auction picture is broad. 4 Acuita slots have come through across 2024 and 2025. The Bassett Green Road Co-op sold prior. 391 Bitton Road sold under the hammer. Millbrook Road West sold, and the Woodmill Lane lot was withdrawn post-auction. The pattern is consistent, convenience-led and prime-pitch retail clearing. Secondary stock harder to clear. Second, Portsmouth. The second city, 1,025 transactions, 57 office sales, and a strong retail print of 25 transactions. The Royal Navy, Kinetic-Q and Bay A Systems Covenant Base is the structural anchor and the principal differentiator from comparable South Coast markets. Four Acuitas lots have cleared across 2024 and 2025. 117 to 147 Commercial Road in Central Portsmouth, the two adjoining 8A and 8B High Street units in Cosham, and the Lonsdale Avenue Co-op, which sold prior. All four cleared. That's the strongest single-town auction read in the county. Third, Basingstoke. Basingstoke registers 338 transactions and a median of around £300,000, and it's the pharma capital of the South Coast. AstraZeneca and Eli Lilly UK both headquartered there. But Basingstoke also gives us the most diagnostic auction signal in the entire county, and not in a good way. Three successive Acuitas attempts at the Northern Cross office building on Basingview across March, November and December of 2024, all withdrawn prior to auction. Three failed clearances on a substantial out-of-town office asset. That's the cleanest single read in the bundle on where weak covenant, larger floor plate, secondary office stock has reset to in the M3 corridor, which is to say it hasn't yet found a clearing level publicly. Worth a quick word on Winchester too. 273 transactions, a median of around £415,000, and an upper quartile of £700,000. Driven by deep legal and professional services demand and tightly held period office stock around the cathedral. Three Acuitas prints across late 2025 and early 2026, Otterbourne 71 High Street and 32 High Street, underline the depth of investor demand for prime county town product. Two of those sold under the hammer, one sold prior. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Hampshire is one of the more frequently traded county auction markets in our coverage, with 21 Acuitas lots matched across the rolling window. The geographical spread is the headline. Most counties cluster auction activity around one or two towns. Hampshire prints across both coastal cities, the Inland Affluent Arc and the M3 Commuter Belt, Southampton, Portsmouth, Winchester, Basingstoke, Fareham, Gosport, Andover, Farnborough, Lymington and Ringwood. The pattern reads cleanly. Eight lots sold under the hammer, including the Bitton Road and Millbrook Road West, lots in Southampton, the Commercial Road and two Cosham units in Portsmouth, Otterbourne and 71 High Street in Winchester, the Lymington New Street lot, the 65 High Street lot in Gosport, and the former Lloyds Bank Banking Hall at 25 High Street in Ringwood. Three sold prior, the Bassett Green Road and Cosham Co-ops, and 32 High Street in Winchester. Three were withdrawn post-auction, Woodmill Lane, Fort Fareham, and the 89, 91 and 93 High Street Parade in Andover. Three were withdrawn prior, and all three of those are the Northern Cross office attempts in Basingstoke I just mentioned. And the two Farnborough lots, 7 Alexandra Road and Old Bank Chambers, remain available in the March 2026 catalogue at the time of recording. What does that pattern actually tell us? Convenience and prime pitch retail in Cosham, Bittner, Winchester High Street, Gosport and Ringwood is clearing, yield-led capital remains active for the right covenant and the right pitch. Larger floor plate secondary office in the M3 corridor is repricing. And Basingstoke is the worked example. Where pricing isn't published publicly, we're not going to invent figures here, but the Solent and Inland Hampshire convenience and high street prints are consistent with the broader range that's characterised the Acuitas catalogue across comparable South Coast and home counties locations through 2024 to 2026. Multi-let industrial in the Solent Enterprise Zone and the M27 corridor clears in line with the wider southeast. Which brings us to lender appetite. Hampshire is one of the better served county-level commercial mortgage markets in England, and the lending landscape splits cleanly along the two cities plus inland arc geography. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander, compete actively across Southampton, Portsmouth, Basingstoke and Winchester for prime owner-occupier and well-let investment deals in the £1 to £20 million range. The combination of port, naval defence and pharma covenant strength gives those banks a story that's uncommon outside London and the major regional cities. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties, are the dominant force in the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across all 20 active towns. SPV-owned mixed-use secondary office, multi-let industrial, standing residential investment, that's the engine of the county's transaction flow. Specialist lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Hope Capital, Montana Finance, handle bridging, light development and refurbishment. Particularly around Southampton and Portsmouth, value add and HMO conversion. The auction route into the convenience store and high street retail product Acuitas has been clearing. And the New Forest leisure and hospitality submarket. What to be cautious about? Roughly half the land area of Hampshire sits inside the South Downs and New Forest National Parks, with substantial conservation area cover in Winchester, Lymington, Romsey, Petersfield, Alton and historic Portsmouth. Lenders price that in via tighter loan-to-gross development value ratios, that's loan-to-GDV, and longer programme assumptions on development finance. Sector concentration in the two cities, Southampton's exposure to cruise and container cycles, Portsmouth's to Royal Navy procurement, both manageable but not negligible. The Basingstoke office watch point flagged by those three Northern Cross withdrawals. Large floor plate secondary office hasn't yet found a clearing level. And coastal market thinness in Hayling Island, Fordingbridge and parts of New Milton. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Hampshire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of selective resilience layered over structural caution. Transaction volumes look set to stabilise around the 1,200 to 1,400 per annum implied by the rolling five-year average. Yields appear to have largely absorbed the post-2022 repricing, though Basingstoke secondary office and parts of central Southampton may still need to find clearing levels publicly. The segments to watch. The Basingstoke pharma supply chain. The Eastleigh and Whiteley M3 commute office middle. The Solent Enterprise Zone at Daedalus, the M27 and Hedge End Logistics Spine, the two Farnborough auction lots in the March 2026 catalogue, as a live read on M3 Northeast commuter pricing. An SPV-acquired residential investment across the two cities and the Aldershot, Farnborough and Fleet commuter belt. The single biggest swing factor is planning consent throughput across the AONB heavy half of the county. Capital is available. The constraint in Hampshire is consent. It isn't appetite. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Hampshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.